Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Our text is from Genesis chapter 24. It is a long chapter, so we will look at only the first part of it, the first nine verses for now. According to some, this is one of the greatest love stories that was ever written. I'm not sure about that. I think the book of Ruth is a pretty good contender for that spot. But it certainly is a very engaging account of God and his help in providing for another piece in his plan of redemption. Let's read together Genesis 24, beginning with verse 1 in God's Word, the Bible. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in everything. Abraham said to his servant, the senior one in his household, who was in charge of everything he had, "Put your hand under my thigh, so that I may make you solemnly promise by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth. You must not acquire a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I am living. You must go instead to my country and to my relatives to find a wife for my son Isaac." The servant asked him, "What if the woman is not willing to come back with me to this land? Must I then take your son back to the land from which you came?" "Be careful never to take my son back there," Abraham told him. "The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and the land of my relatives, promised me with a solemn oath, 'To your descendants I will give this land.' He will send his angel before you, so that you may find a wife for my son from there. But if the woman is not willing to come back with you, you will be free from this oath of mine. But you must not take my son back there." So the servant placed his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and gave his solemn promise he would carry out his wishes. At least for a while here, it seems like God's redemptive plan is on pause. There's not been much progress. We see some character development in Abraham and perhaps also in Isaac, but nothing big seems to be happening. Sarah has died, Abraham is old. The writer makes sure we know Abraham was old, well advanced in age. We get the point, certainly, that he was no longer young. And Isaac is almost 40 years old, and he is still single. God had promised Abraham offspring through Isaac, but Isaac is not doing much to make it happen. He is still pursuing the single life. Much God had promised had not yet been fulfilled. And they were not small promises either. For Abraham, at this point, the line of promise is at a dead end. He has done his part. Now it is up to Isaac. Isaac is not a kid. He is certainly old enough to have an idea of what the future should include. And I am sure he has heard the family traditions his father passed along to him, what God promised, and his experience hearing God speak. We think about Abraham and Sarah and how they tried to help God, help being in quotes, and Isaac is doing just the opposite. He is doing nothing to help the process along. This chapter is a pivotal point in Isaac's life, yet we don't see much of Isaac. He is there, but hardly within sight. The servant went by himself to carry out Abraham's commission, and he is going to find a wife for Isaac, and yet Isaac stays home. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.